The English writer Muriel Spark is probably best known for her novel The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. The central character in Spark's new novel, A Far Cry from Kensington, is a 29-year-old woman living and working in post-war London. Book critic John Leonard says Spark has created a smart, witty heroine.
Meet Mrs. Hawkins, war widow, book editor, advice giver, earth mother, moralist. For most of Muriel Spark's quite wonderful short novel, Mrs. Hawkins is overweight. Later on, she will be beautiful. Always, consulting herself like a compass, she finds inside our mess of memory and desire a moral pole towards which her knowing needle points, true north. To a famous novelist with a difficult sex life, this Mrs. Hawkins says, "But you know very well, Miss Loy, that here in England, love and hate are two entirely different things. They are not even opposites. According to my outlook, love comes in the first place from the heart, and hate arises basically from principle." Just think about that. Hate arises basically from principle. On principle, Mrs. Hawkins hates Hector Bartlett, would-be big-time author. This hatred, which begins on aesthetic grounds and eventually arrives at a higher plateau of good and evil, costs her several jobs in the small world of British publishing in the dreary 1950s. Although Hector is unpublishable, he is well-connected and malevolent. But it's as if, for Mrs. Hawkins, not hating Hector would compromise her self-respect. He is, after all, a toad. I quote, "He vomits literary matter. He urinates and sweats. He excretes it." I've no doubt that A Far Cry from Kensington has caused wincing and flinches in England. Spark's portrait of these many writers and editors is so matter-of-factly savage. But the book is more than just a literary send-up, with so much plot and so few pages that it ought to seem cluttered. There are, for instance, a number of vivid eccentrics to contemplate in the Kensington boarding house that is a sort of mirror image of the world of publishing. Wanda, the Polish refugee dressmaker, for instance, and Mabel, the airhead who was always on the telephone, expecting everyone else in the world to indulge her as much as her father did, and William, who loves Mrs. Hawkins as much as I do, and for whom we feel sorry, because he knows Dostoevsky, but not Miss Muffet, Schopenhauer, but not Humpty Dumpty. And there's the silly magazine run by left-wing homosexual American expatriates hiding out from Joe McCarthy. Not to mention Radionics, a black box business that leads to blackmail, witchcraft, and a kind of murder by remote control. And all the while, we're listening to an endless amount of odd but sound advice from Mrs. Hawkins on everything from diet to marriage to rheumatism to cats to when one should and shouldn't go to Paris. Instead of clutter, this is richness, a kind of Russian matryoshka doll where everything fits inside everything else. Witty and wicked as it is, however, A Far Cry from Kensington triumphs on the one hand as a character study every bit as brilliant as Spark's The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, and on the other hand, as an account of evil in the humdrum, career-minded world. Evil next door and banal. Evil that begins in bad writing and ends in life itself, made ugly and brutal and foreclosed. Imagine, if you can, Doris Lessing with a sense of humor.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Muriel Spark's new novel, A Far Cry from Kensington.